Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you once again for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministries, and we are here every Thursday, and we do thank you for tuning in this evening. For those that called in for that's calling in, if you or rather that's by internet, if you would like to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Amen. And we do thank you once again for participating and tuning in. I'm looking at the lines here, and I'm just hoping that I did not lose contact. So if you hear me fiddling around, that's basically Amen. 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 Okay, looks like we are connected, and I'm getting a feedback. Looks like we're connected once again. This evening we have Pastor Rose Cookham out of Atlanta, Georgia, and her topic this evening is put on your new armor. And because we are, because of the time, I am going to go ahead and connect Pastor Rose on. Father, we come before you to thank you for this day. Lord, we give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. We pray, Heavenly Father, that everything is said and done, Heavenly Father, is for your glory. We ask that you would bless the speaker this evening, Heavenly Father, and bless the listeners, that we would all be of one accord in the name of Jesus Christ. Pastor Cook, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, every once in a while we have technical difficulties. This time that was my fault. I was trying to multitask and do two or three things at one time. So that just tells me that I cannot do that. Okay, we're going to move on out of the way so you can go ahead and move forward as the Lord says. So, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you for this another opportunity to be on the air and the airwaves, giving you what the Lord has given me tonight. I don't know if you had expressed to them that this is an interactive Bible study. I'm a little different. I like for people to talk back to me, amen, here. And I want to hear what you have to say about Scripture and any questions or anything that I say that you can piggyback off of what I said or anything, testimonies or whatever the Lord lays on your heart. So I'm okay with that. I'm open with that. Amen. So tonight, talk back to me tonight. Amen. Tonight, we're going to, because of time and quickly, we're going to get through this word on tonight. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, would you turn to the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter, the 23rd verse, verses to 29. Ephesians 4, verses 23 to 29.
Amen.
And before I read the scripture, you know, I was going somewhere else, but my pastor had asked me to do Bible study at the last minute on Monday, which is okay, and then it's a blessing. And I was dealing with the same scripture at Bible study, and the Lord said, let's go back to it again. And so tonight, I'm giving it to you tonight, what the Lord has given to me on Monday night, because I think and I feel this is the divine word for the season that we're in today. Amen. And so here we go. Ephesians 4, and it says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers of the word. Amen. And the word of God is blessed. And God, we thank you, God, for this time, this moment, God, that you begin to allow me to decrease and you increase, Lord God. God, we give this word unto you, God, and that it be a life-changing word to your people on tonight. In the name of Jesus, allow us to fall on some ears and doers of your word on tonight. In the name of Jesus. And we pray and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And so tonight we're going to deal with the scripture. The title of my lesson tonight is Put On Your New Garment. Amen. Put on your new garment. And so tonight, this garment that I'm talking about is not a natural garment, not a garment that we put on to clothe our bodies, but a spiritual garment. Amen. It's important that we put on this spiritual garment. Amen. Hallelujah. It's important that we do that tonight. And before I go more depth into it, we're going to talk about four sins, amen, which is within the scriptures that we have on tonight. We're going to deal with those tonight. And those four sins are the old garments that we need to take off so that we could put on the new garment. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So before we could even put on our spiritual garment, our new garment, we must take off some old garments that is on us. Amen, and that we need to take off. Amen. And so as we go on in the scripture, I found out before that we could put on the new garment, there has to be a renewing of the mind. Amen. It starts in the mind. And the Bible says in Romans 12:2, let's go there. Romans 12:2, it says, "And do not be conformed to this world, ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Amen. So when I looked at this particular scripture, I found out that we are in the world, right?
Amen.
We in it, but we ain't supposed to be doing the things of the world.
Amen.
There's a different mindset, a change. We can't be acting like the world.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because we are supposed to be the light, right?
That's right.
We want to be the light of the world. We want to show those ones that are not of God, non-believers, that you need to be a believer. Amen. We need to show that. And we show that through our character. Show that by our love. Amen. And our kindness. Amen. It's like you got to alterate. You know, you got to do an alteration in your mind.
Amen.
That needs to take place. Amen. You got to change the position of your mind. Amen. You know, right now I'm dealing with something at my church, and I'm not pleased with what has happened.
Yes.
And normally I would attack.
Mm-hmm.
Normally I would go after. But I realized, as me being who I am in Christ, I had to transform my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I had to think differently. I had to react differently.
Amen.
Amen. Because I still got to show that light. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions as I move forward?
No, I like that. I just don't want to go ahead of you. But just like it says in verse 26, you can be angry, but sin not. And that's what you did. It disturbed you. But yet you stayed in character. You stayed who you are. You are a woman
that's
of
right.
God. And didn't go over. You didn't cross that line where you could have. Because we are flesh.
That's right.
And that's why the Bible says, you know, he's saying, be angry. Okay, you can be hot, but don't go over that line and sin not. Yeah, amen, Pastor. Amen.
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 So there's a transformation in the mind that must take place.
Amen.
Amen. We also looked in Philippians 2:5. It says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." We got to have a mindset of Christ. I always say to myself, if I'm going through something, I ask the Holy Ghost, "Well, what would you do?" You know, in this situation, I got to think of what he would do and not always think of what I would do, because if I go in my mind, I'm going to mess stuff up. It's going to be jacked up. So I'm going to go to the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, what should I do in this situation?
Right.
Because we do that sometimes. People, we go in our own mind and we doing stuff, making the bad choices, and it just messed us up.
Yes.
All we have to do is go ask the Lord, consult the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And always have your mind on God, on the things of God. That's what we should always be searching for and praying for, the things of God and not of ourselves. We got to allow our flesh to die.
Amen.
You got to kill that flesh. You can't let it override your spirit man. Mm. Amen.
Can you repeat that again? That's Rose.
I was saying that you got to allow your flesh to die and don't allow it to take over.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Allow your spirit man to rise up.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know, you can't allow things that used to bother you. Don't let it do that. That's why you have to change your mindset. Amen. And when you begin to change your mindset, you change, an attitude change comes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Some of us need an attitude change. Because some of us got bad attitudes.
Amen.
And how can you be effective with a bad attitude? Ain't nobody want to receive you.
Right.
Nobody want to be around you. Let alone you praying for somebody and you have a bad attitude.
Right.
We need to change that. We need to have a better attitude. Amen. Any questions?
Amen.
Attitude of way life is, and the way you deal with life. You got to have a good attitude. Okay, we're always going to have trials. We're going to have these tribulations. Things are going to happen. But you got to have that. You still got to have that good attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Even though I'm going through, I know that God is going to deliver me. That's a good attitude right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dealing with a sickness. I'm dealing with cancer. I'm dealing with diabetes. I'm dealing with sickle cell, whatever that you're dealing with. But you know that I'm a healer, that He's a healer. God is a healer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good attitude right there. It's
yes,
getting on my last nerve,
mm-hmm.
but I'm still praising you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We're to respond as Christ would respond. And I think that when we're in doubt or we're not sure, that if we keep our attitude, as you were saying, and our responses, the way that God would, like, just go back to what would Jesus do? And we have to remember that with our guiding force, because we do become, like you said, disappointed with the things of the world, and even things within the church, people, I mean, they're just human. Nobody's perfect but God, but not to turn away from them. And not to respond in an ugly manner, but to respond in the way that Christ would. And Jesus Christ always responded with love,
mm-hmm.
with love. No matter what, He responded with love.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. That love of Christ, that agape love,
mm-hmm.
He responded with agape love, unconditionally love. Amen.
You know what, Pastor Rose, sometimes it's difficult and you don't want to do that, and I think that, or you're not sure, and I think in those times that we need to learn, or what the Lord's been teaching me these past few months, is just to be quiet, and if the Holy Spirit knows when to respond. And then, you know what? And the Lord fights our battles for us. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But the quiet time is that's the struggle for me. Just to be quiet. Just let it ride. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm
that's what I'm doing right now. Man,
but the more you be quiet, it seems, man and woman, they can get under your skin.
Mm-hmm.
They can aggravate you. They can get you where places you've never been. And, you know, you pray for them. You pray about it. You be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You let it roll off. And they still, sometimes they get worse.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I still haven't found a solution but to continue praying.
That's right.
But they get worse.
You know what I'm talking about then, don't you?
Yes, that's why I had to interject. I'm sorry, but I had to interject on that one. Cause
no, that's all right.
The more you turn away and you still treat them with kindness, the worse they get.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I thought I heard somebody else coming in.
I would like to make a comment. It says in the scripture that love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love fulfills the law. And as I was listening to everyone, you know, the scriptures tell us to take off the old man and put on the new man that is created in righteousness in Christ. So when we do these things, it's all about Christ. It's not about us, and it's not about the offense that people bring unto us. But I believe that Christ be teaching us how to debase ourselves, announce ourselves, and surrender our will unto Him. So He put us in hostile environment and have a thorn in our flesh to crucify us. You know, sometimes, you know, we think we're in Christ until a situation comes. And once when that situation comes, it shows us who we really are and what we can prove in that. You know, love worketh no ill. Sometimes, you know, we just want to tell people just how we feel and just what we're thinking. I just want to say that.
Amen. And I'd like to jump off on that because the good work that God is create, you know, the good work that He started in us, He shall complete it. And even though we're going through, when people act the way they do, because we want to be like Christ, and they did that to Him, He's perfecting us. And I thank God that He doesn't give up. He's perfecting us. And like Sister Suzanne said and the brother said about, you know, sometimes it's hard being, you know, you really want to go there. But, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is saying, be quiet. Like, let me fight that battle. But even in that quietness, I'm perfecting you. Because even when He went to the cross, He didn't say a word. He didn't say a word. And since we are carrying our cross, we're bearing. And we're still like looking beyond people's faults and seeing their need, the need of prayer, the need of whatever they need. We still, you know what I'm trying to say? We're still being Christ-like, being what He's called us to be, what He's perfecting us to be. You know, amen. You know, that's all I wanted to say. Amen.
Amen. And also, as we're putting on this new garment, He's looking for us to put a holy garment on, this is a holy garment we need to put on. This is something God has created in us. You can find it in Leviticus 19:2. And then it says, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.
Amen.
Amen.
That's so, Leviticus what?
Leviticus 19:2. I hear some feedback. Leviticus 19:2.
Okay.
So God is saying, for I am holy, so we have to be holy. Amen. He's calling for holiness. And it's not just, you know, back in the day where you had to wear the long dress and can't go to the movies, couldn't wear no lipstick.
Makeup.
That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about your spirit got to be right. Your spirit got to be holy. Because you can wear a long dress and don't wear makeup and still be the devil. Devilish inside
so
you.
So true.
So he's looking for us to be holy. Carry ourselves holy. Amen. Allow our spirit to be right. Right with Him. Right with Christ and with your brother and sister. Amen.
That's good.
Any questions?
That's good.
All the mics are open, so make sure that you mute your your phone before you get ready to talk, because we can hear everything in the background. That was an 803 I had to mute out. So for 803, please mute your mic because we can hear everything in the background. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And this is another one, too, a little bit, because we're in Bible study, y'all, right? Amen?
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
don't mind if I give you scriptures?
No. Because
I need to give you scriptures so you know that I know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Leviticus 11 and 44. And he says, for Leviticus, if I'm saying it right, right?
Leviticus, yeah.
44, for I am the Lord your God. You should therefore consecrate yourself, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourself with any creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Amen. And in your holiness, and to be whole, continue to be holy, you got to consecrate yourself.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Consecrate yourself. Get off the media, social media, Facebook and Twitter, on a telephone, watching TV. Begin to beseech the Lord. Lay before the Lord. Amen. Consecrate yourself with the word. Amen. Joshua 1 and 8 says we must meditate on the word day and night. Begin to meditate in that word. Amen. And if you continue and you can consecrate yourself, you will stay holy. Amen.
Amen.
In the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. So it's important. That's one part of it, of being holy and stay and continue to stay holy, is consecrate yourself. Amen. Any questions as I move forward?
I got one quick one. Between being holy, you do your best to be holy. Sometimes
uh-huh.
I may fall short, but
uh-huh.
you, how can I put this? I may fall short. I try to be, and I come up short sometimes, but,
uh-huh.
you know, it's hard. It's hard to not come up short. Because, I mean, no amount of fellowship, no amount of reading, it's just something in you. Every now and again, you got to snap. And like you said before, Jesus didn't say a word. That's a little hard for me not to say something. But I've been doing my best with it, but. It's an ongoing battle, and it gets tiresome sometimes, you know. And so I'm at a loss, you know, other than continue praying and being quiet. But every now and again, something may come about from the inside of it. How would I handle that?
You know what I've experienced on my. For myself, is that I can't do it myself. You know, I can't do it in my own power. It's by Christ that helps me when like the pastor said, laying before Him, you know, reading that word and just basic surrendering, you know, surrendering all so He can make the change within me. You know, I can't do it myself. I didn't save myself. So He has to come where I am to help me, to perfect me. All I have to do is just surrender myself unto Him, and then He'll do the work. It's like surrender, and He'll do the cleaning up. It's like catching the fish and let God scale it, all that stuff. You know, I'm just saying, you know, because we can't do it on our own.
Because
flesh always wants to rise up. I'm sorry. Say?
I'm sorry. I was saying it's one day at a time, one step at a time.
Yeah.
Jesus was the only one who was absolutely perfect. And
yeah.
we're not going to be perfect. And if we stop thinking that we have to be perfect in
yeah.
order to be accepted, that's not the point. The point is the progress. It's the journey that
mm-hmm.
we're learning. It's the journey and the progress that we're making, that we're learning and we're growing, that we're putting off the old man.
Mm-hmm.
and putting on anew, that we're learning to come out of the world and to come out of our flesh and to be able and to learn, we're learning to operate in the spirit. We're learning to listen to our Creator. We're learning to commune with our Creator. So we will not be, we're not going to be perfect as long as we're here on this earth.
Amen.
We're always going to see, we always have something new to learn. You know, we're like they say about career students, that we're lifelong learners, you know. We're lifelong learners. We're moving towards perfection, but we're not going to be perfect. We're not going to be perfect. It's a process and a progress that we're making.
That's right. Amen.
And while we're in this flesh, and just like Elder Suzanne said, we'll never be perfect. This flesh won't allow it. But you know what? When he says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy," he's perfecting that spirit with his spirit within us, our heart of hearts, the whole, you know, the heart of hearts that we have. Because this flesh is going to go away. But he's saying that, yes, we can be holy. We can be holy. We can think righteously, because the pastor is saying this is what this is about the transformation of our mind. So we can be. Everything we can be. Jesus came to let you know that we can be. And, yes, he was perfect in everything, but he knew that everything that we went through, he went through, but he didn't sin. But he knows that because our flesh, because we are still not striving but allowing God to perfect us, we will come to that end process.
Amen.
That
Amen.
He won't say, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity." He won't say that because he is perfecting us. Hey,
Amen.
God. Thank you, Lord.
I'd like to
and also, too.
Am I overstepping anyone?
No.
No.
I just wanted to say to my brother also that, as everyone has said, we're not perfect. You know, we're not perfect. And the person that thinks that they're perfect, something's wrong with them.
Amen.
And
amen.
We're constantly trying to be more like Christ. So that means that we're going to fail. But one of the things I want to mention to you is, when we do fail, we cannot forget to ask for forgiveness.
That's good.
And I want to strongly state that, you know, and that's where many fall short, because, you know, we make mistakes, and then after you make a mistake, you ask for forgiveness, and then after a while, it's like a cancer, then you stop asking for forgiveness. And that's why David was a man with God's own heart. David made mistakes, but you asked for
forgiveness.
Okay.
So you just
Elder John, is what, if that part, is that, how can I put this, is that an evil spirit in me, or, because I mean, I wake up in the morning, and it's in the beginning of my prayers, I pray to God that he will keep the evil spirits away from me, out of my household. Don't let it come across my threshold and keep it away from me. But it'll slip. It's under control, but sometime I will lash out back at the, you know, I will lash, respond back sometime. And I don't, like I said, I fight with it.
You know what I hear you saying, what I hear you saying when you say sometimes, you know, there's all the time, there's sometimes, there's every once in a while, and then there's never. And I think that the sometimes means that you're making progress. Because if you're not doing whatever it was all the time that is not consuming you, haunting you, that means that you're making progress, that you're moving further and further away from it. I don't believe that, you know what, the enemy is the one that will makes us feel guilt and shame and wants us to go into hiding and tells us we're not good enough, you know, that you're less than. But the Holy Spirit doesn't do that. God doesn't work that way. We serve a God of second chances. And that doesn't mean that he ignores it when we make a mistake, but our growth is saying that, Lord, please forgive me. Our growth is in the repentance and the forgiveness that we're given, and and to be able to continue in our walk with Christ and to continue to commune with the Lord. You know, so when I hear you say sometimes you slip, sometimes you feel better than all the time, that there is a difference, that you're making a progress. So, you know, so just keep moving forward, because eventually, just like if you hear people that receive their healing, and sometimes the progress is slow and gradual, that they can't give a date. Like you have miraculous healing where, like, someone
instantaneous, yeah.
In that 5 minute, it's instantaneous. They receive the healing. They come dancing back. And then there are other times that people receive their healing over time, and they realize, oh, wait a minute, I don't have that anymore. I'm not aching anymore. I'm not wheezing anymore. Yeah. And they can't pinpoint the date, but they know that it happened. And that's the way things are half of it goes. When we're asking the Lord to help us with things that we may struggle with, like somebody who's on drugs or whatever, it sometimes it takes time. Somebody with alcohol, it takes time. It's always a journey. You know, it's a journey and it's a process. But you didn't get in trouble. You didn't get into the situation. And with one drop, sometimes you take time. So I like to sometimes it's a good thing.
And then also you're maintaining a relationship with God in prayer, and you're very cognitive or very aware of when you are slipping. Some people have absolutely no idea of the things they've said or the things they've done. So it's like they can't correct it. They can't go back to God and say, work with God on that relationship and correcting that behavior. They're not even comfortable with that. You are. And you're like, well, sometimes I do this. But then you're able to go back in prayer, and you realize that you did do this, and take some steps, and also a doctor, also a teacher, God, and get some guidance and directions in changing that behavior. But you're not perfect, you know.
Amen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So you're doing good, brother. As they wept, they were healed.
Amen. So you understand? You understand what they're saying to you tonight?
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Amen. And so as we move forward quickly because of time, I also want to talk about the four sins of the old garment that we should take off so that we could go into the new garment. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so the four sins that we're going to talk about tonight is, one is the sin of lying. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it in verse 25, Ephesians 4 and 25. And basically what that is, which is a false statement contrary to the fact of spoken with the intent to deceive. See, I realize when you're lying to someone, you're very much deceiving them.
Yeah.
Amen. You're not telling the truth. Amen. We find the first sin was judged in the early church was the sin of lying in Acts 5, 1 through 11. You know the story, Ananias and Sapphira. Remember they lied to the Holy Ghost of their soul possession? You know, when I looked at that particular scripture, I was like, you know, how can you lie? The Holy Spirit already knows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why don't you just tell the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He already knows.
Yeah.
You're not hiding anything. You may hide from me, but you can't hide, and you can't lie to the Holy Ghost. You may lie to me, but you can't lie to the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so it's important that, you know, just basically tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I realize because if you lie, that lie is going to continue to go on and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why lie? Tell the truth. Amen. I also realized that my mother used to always tell me to watch a liar because he's deadly.
Mm-hmm.
Liar is a deadly person. The person that lies is very deadly.
Yeah.
Amen. They can hurt you, deceive you.
Yeah.
Amen.
And my mother used to say,
it can really damage you.
Mm-hmm. If a person can lie, they can steal. If they can steal, they can cheat. It just carries on and on. Mm-hmm. Chain reaction.
Amen.
Amen, Pastor.
If they lie, they'll steal. Mm-hmm. If they steal, they'll cheat. If they cheat, they'll rob. And if they'll rob, they'll kill. Something like that.
There you go. There you go.
Mm-hmm. And the funny part was that when her husband lied,
yes,
you know, he dropped dead right there. And then here she comes and dropped dead at the feet. You know, and it just amazed me how they had came together, thinking that they were going to get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Getting away, lying to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
There's no way escape lying to the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Amen.
And we thank God that we're in a grace period, because if we who live now in 2016 and had that same thing going on as back in the day with those two, Lord, there's a lot of us lying to the Holy Ghost when we're speaking to each other. We don't even realize what we carry in our spirit. When somebody comes in, they just out and out lie. Now, if God were to expose that, you know, when you're lying to me and I have the Holy Spirit, you're lying not to me, but to the Holy Spirit. And it's
that's
the
right.
grace of God that you don't drop dead.
Amen.
And that's why Pastor is saying in this scripture today, those are one of the sins we have to get rid of. Amen.
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 That's right. You don't want to carry it out. You want to be with that new garment on? Get rid
yes.
of lying.
Yes.
And be truthful.
Amen.
Amen. Because it's not going to get you nowhere.
Mm-mm. My God.
Amen. The second one is anger, which is an emotional arousal caused by something that displeases us.
All right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Anger. You know, when you allow the anger, the spirit of anger come into your life and you allow it to dominate you, right there shows that you're giving place to the devil.
Wow, yes.
And when you allow anger to take ownership of who you are or in your life or in your spirit, you're giving the place to the devil. And see, I realize a little crack you give the devil, he's going to run havoc all around you.
You know what? That's good right there. Mm-hmm.
Broken relationships, foolishness, shamefulness.
Mm-hmm.
The devil only needs a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He don't need a whole lot. He needs a little crack to get in. Get into your spirit, get in your mind, and mess you up.
Mm.
Amen.
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 And so we cannot allow that anger to filter in your spirit.
Yes.
Because I realize if you allow that anger, because that's deadly too.
Mm.
A spirit of anger can cause you to murder. Maybe not physically, but with your mouth.
That's good. That's good right there.
The words that come out of your mouth can murder somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Your actions.
Wow.
This is very important to know.
Mhm. Amen.
Because we want to live for Christ. We want to do the right thing. Amen. And so we need to take off this old garment. Now, I'm going to say it again. Take off this old garment and put this new garment in.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 I remember my parents used to tell me as well, never go to sleep angry with anybody.
Right.
Work it out and find peace with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know. That might be your last night. You'll be dead and gone.
Wow.
Make it right. The Bible says if you have an ought with your brother and sister, you need to what?
Go to them.
Go to them.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for you to have anger in your spirit. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight because I'm staying right here, right, for this minute here. You know, you dealing with some anger issues, baby, you need to let it go.
Yes. Amen.
Because it ain't worth it. It's only hurting you. Because you know what? When you're angry with somebody, you know, they're all right with it. They're going on with their life, but you're still holding on to that.
Wow.
That damaged your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And your life, your daily life. It could stop your growth.
My God.
It could stop your growth. I said it again. It could stop your growth in God and in your life. Amen.
Yeah.
Any questions as I move forward? My God. And the third sin is stealing. It's just like Satan, a liar, a murderer. He's also a thief. And you know what a thief comes to do, right?
Yeah.
Kill, and destroy. You can find it in John 10 and 10. Listen, Satan also turned Judas into a thief. John 12 and 6 will tell you that. He had the money bag, right?
Yes.
Stealing.
Yeah.
A thief. He even tempted Eve, which led her to take of the forbidden fruit.
Mm-hmm.
He even lied to her, right?
Yes, he did.
That's what the devil is. And we can't let him steal no more. Amen.
Amen.
Can't let him steal your joy. Can't let him steal your peace. Steal the love that God has given unto you to give to your brother and sister.
Steal our hope. Yeah. Amen.
That's right. And listen, when you steal from each other, you're hurting your brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Amen.
You need to take off this old garment and put the new one on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you tonight, because we in a season now. We in a nation, this world is crazy.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
There's a lot of murdering, stealing, cheating. There's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
But we as Christians and believers got to take that off and put that new garment on.
Mm-hmm.
And that garment of holiness.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Because God is requiring us.
Amen.
When I looked at that scripture in the Leviticus when he said that you shall be holy, that lets me know that's a command. That's what he wants us to do. That's
mm-hmm.
a command mm-hmm. from God. That we must, we shall.
Mm.
And I
wow.
take it very seriously. Yeah, I know we in the flesh, we do mess up sometimes, but I know that the fact that we got to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to strive to get there.
Amen.
It's a process, but you got to strive and you got to continue to do it and not allow distractions cause
right.
you not to get there. But you got to strive to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Not to get there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Wow.
And the last one is corrupt speech. As Christians, we should be characterized by words which help us with our fellow man. Your words should be a help to your brother and sister.
Amen.
It's enough. It's time for us to build us each other up and stop
Amen.
Tearing down. Stop tearing down us, our brother
That's,
and sister. Stop tearing us down. You got to build
right.
us up.
That's right.
See, the mouth and the heart are connected. So you need to fill the heart with the love of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's time out of fighting with one another and bringing each other down. We are a brother's people. That's what the word said.
Yes.
If your brother is hurting, give them a word of encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, they're already down. Don't beat them down.
Right.
Give them some word of encouragement to lift them up.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that a lot in the body of Christ, in our churches.
Yeah, so true.
I see that a lot.
So true.
That we just fighting among each other, saying all kinds of stuff with each other.
So sad.
God is not pleased
Amen.
With that.
Amen.
So true.
We're already getting beat up enough out in the world. Because, you know, when you save and stuff, and people that's unsaved, you know, they say stuff about save. Oh, when I was young, you know, they used to call me church girl and tease me because, you know, I was in church. Because when I was younger, you know, we had to be in church. There was no, I ain't going to church. My mom and my dad said, you're going to church today, Rose, no matter what. And I had to be at Sunday school, 9 o'clock, to the end of the service. And then if we had afternoon service, better believe I had to be there. So that was my life. Church, revival. We didn't have a 3-day revival. We had a week revival.
Yeah.
So I had to be there.
Yeah.
So when I had to go to church, they used to tease me, oh, look at you, church girl, and say stuff about me. So we get beat up out there in the world. Why beat up each other in the house of God?
Amen.
Amen.
When that should be a house of refuge. Yeah.
Exactly. Amen. Amen. So I say tonight, take off the old garment and put your new garment on. Amen.
Amen.
Be a good courage and be supportive of one another.
Yeah.
Amen. And be holy. Amen.
Amen.
Any questions? Anybody
good.
Have something to say? Amen.
No, more.
So Pastor,
more.
Pastor Rose, you know, God gives us, God gives us loyal love, but some folks just don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks don't know how to receive it. Some folks don't know how to give it. And like you said, you should give. You know, you should encourage them. Sometimes you gotta pick and choose that battle. Because you can get told off real quick.
Yes, you can. But, you know, you still got to stay prayed up and you still got to bless them.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Because
look
what they did to Jesus on the cross.
Yeah.
You still got to bless them and pray. And ask God for forgiveness for them because they know not what they're doing.
Yeah.
Or say to you. Because I realize that, too, because when you hurt me, you hurt God. Because we are one.
Yeah.
If God abide in you and you abide in God, we're one. So if anybody say anything negative to you or do anything to you, you're not just hurting me. You're hurting God as well.
Yeah.
So it's a boomerang effect.
That's right.
And you're only hurting yourself because you're not hurting me.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes people don't even realize that when they do that to people.
No, they don't. Mm-hmm.
And that's on them. You can only be in control of yourself. You can only take charge of yourself. And even then, you need the help of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You can't do anything of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And loving others without the Holy Spirit, you can't. But when you give, and they're not receiving, that's on them. Don't take that upon yourself because you're right with God. Because like the pastor said, you're abiding in him and he's abiding in you.
Mm-hmm.
And if they could talk to him and do the things, spit on him and curse him and all of that, I mean,
my God.
They're going to do that to you too. So you can't take that on. All you can do is say, Father God, forgive them and move on. But you have to still have that love for them. And like Pastor said, you pray for them and you continue on.
And one day
those words are going to come back because the Holy Spirit is going to bring it back to them. It's going to come back to what they said to somebody and hurt somebody. You know, and you can't hurt God's people and get away with it.
That's right.
You're abiding in him, and he's abiding. You belong to him. You no longer of this world. You belong to him. And he's not going to see you hurt, and he's like he says, vengeance is his. Let him take care of it. He can take care of it better than you can. Let him take care of it. Amen. Amen.
And I wanted to point out something that I can't remember who said it, but we were talking, but they were discussing lying. And what she said was, if you're lying to me, you're lying to the Holy Ghost that lives in me.
Mm-hmm.
So, my brother, to you, if they are doing things to tick you off, you got to understand that the Holy Spirit dwells within you.
Amen.
And not are they attacking you, they're attacking God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Know that Christ lives in you and that he is alive and that he's there to protect you. So when those people are coming at you from all angles and doing all kinds of things to push your buttons, they're not only beating up on you, they're beating up your spirit, man, that's on the inside. But
Amen.
you gotta fight, and you gotta remember that God tells you that you're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. He said that we're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath.
Amen.
And that he loves us. He loves us unconditionally. He knows every hair that's on our heads. You got to remember that stuff. He said he didn't give us the spirit of fear. He gave us power. He gave us love. And he gave us a sound.
Amen.
And on that word, when those people are coming up against you, just like you want to tear them off and you want to jump at them physically, you got to fight them spiritually. And you got to look at them and say, God fearfully and wonderfully made me. All right. And I'm not going to let you disrespect me anymore, and I'm not going to feed back into you this way, but I know who I am in Christ.
Mm.
And I'm going to stand my ground on what the word says about me. And I'm not going to allow you to keep coming in, killing, stealing, and robbing me of my joy. You can't kill, steal, and destroy me anymore with your words, because I know who I am. I'm a king's kid.
All right.
Amen.
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 So put on your new garment. Amen. And take off that old garment. Amen. Amen. Any more questions? I think time is 2 minutes, right, Elder?
Amen.
Amen.
I want to get to the new stuff, but I don't know. Yet.
Hmm?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody has something to say?
No, no.
No. Amen.
Amen. We do thank each and every one of you for tuning in this evening. It was a great discussion. We pray that even those we have different area codes that we have here, many have not said anything, but that's what we're all about. We come every Wednesday to hear the word, and if we're being fed, then praise God for that. And if you need the word to share, amen. It's all about encouraging and lifting up the name of Jesus. We have definitely a great lesson that you brought to us this evening, Pastor Rose. It was definitely a great evening. Definitely a good topic to discuss, because it's all about, you know, taking off, you know, the old and putting on the new. So you definitely exemplified in a very spiritual way. And I pray that those of you that listened, that you know, we all fall short. We all fall short. Amen. No one is perfect. And I think it's just basically what she was saying, that we have to work toward that. You gave an excellent illustration of some things that we need to be aware of, you know, the sins that we have that we need to be aware of. So that was excellent. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Amen. We're going to ask you, Pastor Rose, if you would have prayer. I believe next week We have New York in the house coming on.
Yeah.
Pastor Dylan Hickson will be with us next week. And following week, the week after that, I believe we'll try to get my brother from Texas, and also Bishop Palmer is trying to connect us with his Bible study as well in D.C. So we have a lot of great people that are coming up, and I do thank each and every one of you for tuning in, again, by internet, even as far as just calling in. We're not here to try to for any type of form or any recognition. We're just basically here because we all are going to try it. We all are being tried. Amen. And the more that we fellowship, the more we encourage each other, the more that it just strengthens us. So that's the whole purpose of this interactive Bible study, however anyone brings. And we just pray that it's a blessing to you. Again, we're not here trying to put on any airs. We just come because we take time out to lift each other up because of what we have to go through on a day-to-day basis. Amen. But my brother, there's a scripture, and I believe it's John 4:4, and it talks about greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. If you look at that scripture, it talks about the Holy Spirit that's within you and what's going to come against you. Just take a look at that scripture and, you know, just kind of digest it in your spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So when you be,
Brother John, can you repeat the scripture?
John 4:4, and it talks about greater is he that is in me than he that is within the world.
Amen.
Okay. Okay, I have it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pastor, we're going to turn it back over to you for prayer. And again, for all of you that tuned in, remember, we love you, but God loves you most.
Yes.
Every day is a new beginning. Pastor.
Amen. And Lord God, we thank you for this time, this moment, God. We thank you for this word that went forth on tonight, God. We pray that it was a life-changing word for your people on today, God. And we just thank you for everyone that's listening on the air today, God. Bless every home, God, that's represented on today, God. In the name of Jesus, and we pray that you bless, hallelujah, Elder and Dr. Suzanne on today for this opportunity that they give unto us to spread your word to the people, Lord God, and around the world on today. And we just give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Be blessed.
Yes, amen.
you've been.